Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Brain Podcast. On our podcast, we discuss science-based and actionable strategies you can implement to improve your focus, eliminate brain fog, increase productivity, and prevent dementia down the line.
And as Tiny Habits certified coaches, we don't provide just more information. We also share ways to implement the best practices so that you get consistent results. I'm Andrea Spiros, and I work with forward-thinking organizations to fuel innovation, foster well-being, and actually design for and achieve lasting change for their stakeholders.
I am Dr. Shabnam Das Kaur. I'm a functional medicine doctor.
And today we're going to be talking about the Tiny Habits Method, what it is and how to do it. So it was developed and researched by Dr. Vijay Fogg. You may be familiar with the New York Times bestseller, Amazon bestseller, Tiny Habits. We are trained by Dr. Vijay Fogg and his sister, Linda Fogg Phillips, who runs the Tiny Habits Academy. Tiny Habits came about from BJ's research, and it's really a very simple process to form habits fast. He dispels the myth of repetition, so keep listening. If you are one that's been trying for 21, 33, 66, or however many days to form that habit, we're going to dispel that myth because repetition does not create habits. Here's what does. Three things, A, B, and C. A is for anchor. That is something that you already do in your daily life, like turn on the coffee maker, put the kettle on, flush the toilet, open your laptop, close your email. That's going to be the basis that you're going to put a new behavior, B, afterwards. Now that behavior is going to be tiny, so small that it doesn't really require much willpower, motivation, or discipline to do. Here's an example. Do two squats. Take three deep breaths. Look out the window. Put your shoes on. As tiny as that. And you're going to link your anchor with your new behavior. So after I turn on the coffee maker, I will do two squats. After I flush the toilet, I will take three deep breaths. And then you're going to wire that habit in through the hack of celebration. What celebration? It's anything that makes you feel good. Think about the last time you threw a crumpled piece of paper and made it into that waste paper basket. Yes, right? It can be some saying yes. It can be doing a thumbs up. It can just be anything that generates a good feeling inside. Because here's the bottom line from Dr. BJ Fogg's research. Emotions create habits, not repetition. And in the Tiny Habits Method, we link A, B, and C together. So you're going to use your anchor, do your tiny behavior, and then celebrate to wire it in. And it would look like this. After I put my feet on the floor in the morning, I will say it's going to be a great day and then say yay. After I turn on the coffee maker, I will do two counter squats and pat myself on the back. Anything to do, get that feeling in. We call that a Tiny Habits recipe. And we will include some of those in the show notes as well.
So the Tiny Habits.
Tell us about the 5-day program.
Oh, yes. So the best way to know whether this is something that's going to work for you, it doesn't work for you, or none of that, is to join for the free 5-day Tiny Habits program. And the good thing is an actual live coach helps you behind the scenes, and it does not take a lot of your time. And more importantly, you will learn how to create habits in many different areas of your life. It's not just about brain health and your health in general. But Andrea and I also share some of our favorite tiny habits for brain health recipes, and you'll find the link to the 5-day program as well as the recipes in the show notes. And Andrea, one thing I get this very often from my clients and patients is tiny. How does tiny work, and why do I need to celebrate?
Yes, we hear that all the time.
So why is celebration such an important part of this of the Tiny Habits method? Now, that was something I resisted initially. And what I realized is this is based on Dr. BJ Fogg's research. So instead of, you know, being skeptical and thinking, oh, it doesn't apply to me, why don't I just try it and see how it works? And it did work for me. So I was introduced to this method by, I read the book. So I love reading books. But if you are someone who likes reading books, both of us, Andrea and I, would highly recommend you read the book. But if you don't like reading books, and even if you like reading books, I would suggest you go for the 5-day free program and you can see the method actually work for you.
It's true. And as Shabnam said, you get a live coach behind the scenes. It is less than 5 minutes a day for you to learn the skill of forming habits. And habit formation is a skill. So the link to the 5-day program will be in the show notes, as well as a PDF of the top brain tiny habits recipes for brain health. If you like this podcast, we would love for you to like, subscribe, and review it on whatever platform you're listening to it. See you next time.